listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. More than 1,000 central Queenslanders have had to endure wait times of more than 24 hours in Rocky and Gladstone's emergency departments between October and January. Shadow Health Minister Ros Bates says it's further proof that the health system is broken and promises to fix it aren't working, while Minister Shannon Fentiman says there are a number of reasons patients may stay that long, and in the back end of last year, every single serious patient was seen immediately. It's now been made official by Electoral Commission Queensland. Tony Williams remains mayor of the Rockhampton region. More pieces of the puzzle are falling into place, with Kerry Hayes conceding defeat in the Central Highlands, but hitting out at what he's called the disrespect and offensive behaviour that was on show during campaigns. Janice Moriarty is set to take his place. While it's status quo in Livingston, we're still waiting for those postal votes to come in to find out whether Adam Bellow's 2% lead over incumbent Andy Ireland will get him across the line. Everyone in central Queensland could feel the pinch if a new biosecurity levy passes Parliament. That's according to Flynn MP Colin Boyce, who says the proposed changes would force farmers to cover costs for tighter border controls, essentially funding their own competition from overseas.
This is a tax that will increase the cost of living pressures and drive up food prices, impacting families across Australia.
And there's been a major breakthrough in the treatment of ovarian cancer. Researchers from the Mater Research Team and the University of Queensland have found a way to target specific cells that were otherwise unresponsive to treatment. In sport, it's a weekend of pedal power. More than 450 riders from across the country will converge on Gladstone this Saturday for the Queensland BMX State Series, while Kenrick Tucker Velodrome comes to life tomorrow for the Rockhampton Cup on Wheels.